Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Hello and welcome to Your Utah. I am Taylor Powers. Over there is Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. Today, we have two really, really cool things going on, one of which is a once-a-year event held down at the Natural History Museum of Utah. It's a behind-the-scenes look, and it kind of opens up these doors that you don't get access to except for this one weekend of the year.
And I'm not going to miss it again. I'm going to promise you this. This is the year for me.
And the other one, which we're going to talk about this one first, this is a club. It's a family club at part of the Hogle Zoo. This is the first I've heard of it when I did some research, and it's called the Family Nature Club.
I love this idea. And this is new to me, too. I'm completely unfamiliar with this.
But it's been going on.
It has?
Yeah, they had...
Why were they keeping it a secret?
Maybe they didn't want the club to get too big. Like, it's kind of exclusive.
Real exclusive. That's right. Right.
Okay, so let me tell you the brief overview of what the Family Nature Club is.
Okay.
It's put on by Hogle Zoo, and you can go on to their website, HogleZoo.com, and just search for the Family Nature Club.
I just need to do a better job of following the Hogle Zoo, because obviously they've been promoting this like on social media and stuff.
Well, I think also members of Hogle Zoo have a lot more access and information about all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's every month, the first Saturday of every month, from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's $2 per person, and they recommend families,
right?
And no child can go alone; they have to have an adult.
Okay. That seems fair.
Yeah. They don't want...
They're not a babysitting
They're not babysitting
service,
your kids. And it's just a two-hour event, and they have all these different activities. You know, it's once a month, so obviously we only have two left this year. But if you're interested and you go this weekend, it's November 4th is the November one, and it's disc golf at Creekside Park.
Great. Which one is Creekside Park?
That's the one down in...
In Holiday?
Holiday, Mill Creek area. It's down...
Like 9th or 10th East or something?
You know where that Sprouts is down there?
Yes.
It's right across from the Sprouts, or Kitty Corner from the Sprouts.
All right, okay.
All right. What is that, like Highland and something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just look it up. It's Creekside Park. It's a beautiful, beautiful disc golf park. Easily the best one in Salt Lake, if not in...
The whole world, just say it, the whole world.
Well, I was going to say in Utah, but I haven't been to all of them in Utah.
Yeah.
But it's one of my favorites to go to. So I would recommend going and getting, especially if your kids have never played disc golf, there's going to be tons of other families there. There's not going to be any pressure of a group waiting behind you that are, you know, pros or whatever.
Right, all up in their heads.
So
right.
It'll be a great place to learn and practice and just, you know, have fun at the park. So that's tomorrow, November 4th at 10 a.m. and it goes till noon. $2 per person, and it's kind of just going to be this club. So you're going to get to know the people as you start going. You do have to register. So again, go to HogleZoo.com or .org and go to the daily programs, and you'll find it, and you'll find the link to register.
And then what's the one in December? Do they have the info on that?
Yeah. So December 2nd is the Winter Bird Watch. And that's at Utah's Hogle Zoo.
Okay.
And some of the other ones, just so you can kind of get an idea of what they're like. In last January, there was snowshoeing at Swanner Preserve.
Okay. I've heard of it.
Okay. There was ice fishing, tundra swan viewing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge.
Cool.
Mountain goat viewing in Little Cotton Canyon.
So this is not like make a rabbit out of cotton balls kind of club.
No, this is like get out there in nature. And
this is a real deal.
Learn how to do these things. Yeah, archery. There was archery, introduction to archery. That would be cool at Rockport State Park. There was an apple harvest, a spider hunt, hummingbird hike, frog frolic. There are tons of really great events to get your kids exposed to the real nature, not like going on a walk at Memory Grove.
Right, right, right. I'm impressed. I'm impressed by these activities because they're ambitious. I feel like they're ambitious also for an organization.
Uh-huh. Especially for, there's no restriction on how old these kids are.
Cool. Well, and no wonder they want the parents there.
Yeah. So that's it on that. Really cool club that I'm sure you would meet some like-minded families and individuals.
Yeah, for sure.
And get your kids exposed to different types of friends than they don't see at their own school. So
awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. Hogelzoo.org to get into that. When we come back, we've got another really cool opportunity. It's also coming up this weekend with the Natural History Museum of Utah. They've got a lot of cool stuff out on display, but they've got a lot of cool stuff behind the scenes. If you've ever wondered what they've got back in their closet, they're going to roll it all out for you this weekend. We'll tell you how to get back there and see it when we come back. So the Natural History Museum of Utah it's already kind of legendary. It's newish. It used to be further down in the University of Utah campus. Their President Circle was on President Circle for a long time. And this new museum they've got up there at above Research Park is just so amazing. They got so many cool things out. But they've also got a ton of stuff that is just tucked away, where places where they do research, just storage odds and ends that they don't have, full exhibits for, or I can only imagine. I've never been back there, but you can only imagine what a natural history museum might have tucked away.
Yeah, and it's such a big museum that they're changing exhibits all the time, and they don't just throw the old ones in the garbage.
So this is what they've got. They've got tomorrow and Sunday, November 4th and 5th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. They are offering you a behind-the-scenes look in the off-limits areas of the Natural History Museum of Utah. Now, they do this every weekend. It's called the Behind-the-Scenes Weekend. And you're basically able to go through, see what's back behind there, not on display. And they also give you access to the scientists who do the research, who work on the collections, and who help build the exhibits. It just really gives you an insider's view of the museum. So it is an extremely cool event.
It really sounds like it. Just to go there myself, I'm thinking about how cool it would be. But for Ethan, like your kids, how excited and, they're...
They'd be so amazed.
Just see that if you got to touch anything. come on. I can only imagine.
Right. A little bit of hands on something.
This is a big deal.
Now, this is part of your admission for these 2 days. You go, you pay for the admission, and then you can get into the exhibit.
Mm-hmm. But that's great. No extra cost.
What they're doing is they're adding in a little bit of extra incentive for becoming a museum member. Because if you are a member at the Natural History Museum, you get into the museum for free. So you get into this exhibit for free.
Right.
Not only that, but they also have a members-only hospitality suite with light refreshments throughout the day.
Wow.
So if you've been thinking about signing up to be a member of the Natural History Museum, then this might be an opportunity to do it because you get into the exhibit and then you can also check out the hospitality suite and enjoy a little snack.
Very cool.
Not bad, right? Mm-hmm.
And how often do they change their exhibits?
I don't know, actually. So as you kind of walk into the building, I feel like the stuff on the left is changed a lot more often than the stuff on the right. Those are more like the permanent exhibits. But I don't know how often they make major changes to their to their exhibits.
Well, either way, you can't see everything. So every time you go, you're going to see something new or learn something new.
Yeah, it's a neat, it's a really neat place. And what a cool opportunity. Yeah. A couple of the options they're going to be doing is they're going to have a lot of dinosaur stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to show you a lot of stuff from Native American artifacts from around the state that they found, they use in their research and take part in the collection. So there's some, a lot of cool stuff that you'll be able to check out. So
they're also going to have Utah's largest bat,
which I assume they're talking about the animal.
I would hope so.
And I don't even know what that would be. I know we have bats because we've got bats in our neighborhood. Like,
I know,
crazy.
But I'm trying to like imagine like
how big.
Only bats I've seen are, you know, not that much bigger than my own hand.
Yeah, they're little small guys.
But what if they have like a pterodactyl size?
Utah's largest bat.
It's a crossbreed.
It's as big as a car.
It's pretty much Jurassic Park.
Yeah, basically. That's why it's dead in here. We can't let it live.
All right. It doesn't say that it's dead, actually.
No, you're right. I guess you're right. It does say get nose to nose with Utah's largest bat.
Hmm.
Well, when we finish up, I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
I can only imagine what's going to come up. So.
Well, I think. Anything else on your end?
No, that's it. Yeah, just if you want more information, the website for the Natural History Museum is nhmu.utah.edu.
Mm-hmm. And you can just search behind the scenes and you'll be able to find it.
There you go.
All right. Well, this was great. We have two kind of exclusive events
or
clubs, opportunities to you take advantage of. So we hope that you do that. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you get out there and enjoy your Utah.